Hello, welcome to the Sweeter Than Honey podcast. I'm Brendan.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Tori.
And this is a project that's been in the works for a few years now. Getting off the ground.
Finally launching the airplane.
That's right. So, first of all, we set our names. We're going to be the ones discussing all of the information. What is our relationship to each other?
Do you want to start since you're the oldest?
Sure. As stated, I'm the oldest. I'm Josh's brother. I'm 2 years older than him.
Yeah, so, I'm the second oldest. Yeah. I'm Vernon's younger brother, and I'm Tori's husband.
Yeah, and like Josh said, I'm his wife. Yeah. So
that's it.
Yeah. So there you go. And then in the midst of all of us, we also are inviting God to be present. We're inviting the Holy Spirit to be present as we discuss, for the benefit of the discussion in general and the hopeful building up of everybody who listens to this podcast, the building up of the understanding and the body of Christ on the whole.
Not only the invitation, though, there's also this recognition that God's presence is inherently there anyway.
Indeed.
Right.
Indeed.
It's not like we're like, yeah, you can finally come in. No, there is this invitation for direct influence in how we conduct ourselves, what is revealed to us that we can present. But at the same time, we recognize that his presence is already here. Mm-hmm. And we want to, I'm trying to think of a good word. We basically want to vibrate at the same frequency.
That is a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to tune our ears.
Yes.
Not our bodies. Exactly. We're not going to shake uncontrollably as right. We sit here in chairs.
Yeah.
I mean.
And this also isn't like a new age concept of frequencies. This is simply the idea of on the same wavelength.
Yeah. We're not releasing energies. We're.
Like you're tuning into a radio signal. You want to turn your radios to.
Exactly.
Whatever. Yeah,
we're tuning in to AM God.
There you go. That's right.
I'm sorry. I am God.
There you go.
Not me, though, but like the I
He
am.
Is. He yeah. is.
A little Bible humor for you.
This.
If you don't get it, you'll get it soon.
There you go. Exactly. Yes. So, speaking of, we're going to be discussing the Bible. We're going to be doing so to better understand God. That is our ultimate goal. So, through reading Scripture and talking about it together, we're going to be using that as a method to turn our dial to the proper frequency so that we can come into a more proper communion with him, with each other as believers. And for those who are not believers listening to the podcast, the hope is that they would gain understanding of who this God is that we believe to be the one true God.
I like that, the Bible being like a receiver to God's radio waves.
Where are we uploading all of this to?
Well, that's a you question. You're our distribution manager.
Where are we uploading all of this stuff to, Brendan?
This podcast should be going to wherever you listen to podcasts. Basically, any podcatcher. Obviously, the most popular ones are going to be Spotify and Apple Music. Mm-hmm. We will not be uploading the full podcast to YouTube. We are going to be basically creating little highlight reels of each episode.
We're not going to have like a VOD channel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For platforms such as YouTube.
Little like, you want a taste test? Here you go.
Yeah. Here are the main beats that we hit during the episode.
Yeah.
If you want, just digest that. Otherwise, listen to the full episode and get all of the juice.
Yeah.
So it should be on all major podcatcher platforms. As well as to our Patreon, where depending on if you want to support and what tier you support at, you will have access to the MP3 files directly from us rather than having to go through another service. And at higher tiers, you can also get uncut versions of the episodes. So if you really feel like listening to all of everything, including that which got cut, either because it was just somebody coughing or if there was actual conversation that just didn't fit into the conversation proper, it felt like kind
if
of
we
a, tangent,
went on a tangent,
you will
yeah.
have access to that as well.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to hear my congestion, just let me know and I'll get you set up on Patreon. $5 a month. Let's go.
So when are podcast episodes going up and highlight videos as well?
Well, this one is going up on Sunday the 1st.
Yes.
And then all the other ones after that are going up Wednesdays. So starting on the 4th, we're starting a Wednesday schedule. So look forward to that.
Yep. So main podcast episodes every Wednesday. And then the highlight videos on YouTube will be released on the Monday following that podcast release.
No, Thursday. The following
Sorry.
Day.
Sorry, Thursday. I'm misreading my did I say Wednesday?
You said Dang Monday.
It. You said Monday, so said we're releasing
Monday.
The oh, podcast
I'm
Monday.
Really trying. This is why Brennan said that we need to have this page open, and I had it open, and I misread it.
Josh is having trouble reading.
It's early in the morning.
Mondays will be reserved for later on in the podcast life. If we have enough of an audience that people are asking us questions and would like us to go deeper into topics, then Mondays we will potentially have a question and response video.
Yeah, so tell your friends so you can get questions and respond to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that will, if you just want to ask deep questions,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so those will be up on YouTube as well as uploaded as proper podcast episodes. In conjunction with that, on Tuesdays, again, later on in the podcast life, if we have enough of a following for this kind of thing, we have the options through our Patreon to, depending on the tier that you're at, suggest and vote on discussion topics if you want to go deeper into any old topic regarding scripture. So everybody has the option to vote on topics which have been discussed, so long as you're supporting us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. But at a certain tier, you will have the option to suggest topics for discussion. All of this is later on down the road, but in the event that it happens, you know now that we had a plan
for it. We have
it
set up, yes.
So we've kind of touched on this, but why are we doing it?
We believe in the one true creator God who is triune in complex unity, where the Father sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, rise to give us life, and ascend to the right hand of the Father that the Holy Spirit may reside in all believers. We believe that the Bible is a library of divine words written, edited, and compiled by divinely inspired humans, preserved by the Holy Spirit to reveal God to his creation. And our goal is to read this library with new eyes and hearts so that we can understand more truthfully and more fully the nature and identity of God. So in short, we want to understand this God person, you know what I mean.
Yes,
we want to understand. Yeah, yeah. What is God? Who is God? Okay, let's talk about that.
That is, yes, exactly what we're doing.
The purpose of this is kind of to de-cult Christianity, yes, in a sure. sense. Because denominations in themselves, yeah, denominations in and of themselves aren't cults in Christianity, but they can be perceived that way because mm-hmm. each have their own traditions and they kind of hyperfixate on such and such a thing.
And depending on kind of where you're at in the spectrum of Christianity, sometimes it can seem like we go to church and we wear these little headdresses and we only wear skirts and I don't cut my hair and I have 17 children. And that seems, in my eyes, I can see how that would seem like, oh, that's a little
bit. Yeah, I'm sure that we could touch on that mm-hmm. eventually, the evolution of Christianity in America. Mm. But that's not where we're starting. We're starting where it started in, mm-hmm. in the Middle East.
We're talking about when the earth started, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But mostly like the idea of when everything was actually happening. So mm-hmm. we're talking like between 1500 BC and 180. Mm-hmm. Like that is the time period of the writing of the Bible and yeah. when, like Genesis aside, everything happens in that time period.
Yes.
Like Genesis is the only, Revelation 2. The bookends are the only parts of the Bible that take place outside of 15 BC to 180.
Yeah.
So that's where we're focusing.
Yes.
We're not going to start from the Middle Ages. We're not going to start from Orthodox Christianity in Africa or in the East, Eastern Orthodoxy. we're starting at the origin point.
Yes.
So. Yeah, absolutely. We want to transcend tradition.
Oh, and, a fancy word.
And systems. Or at least get to that which does transcend those.
Yeah.
That being scripture itself. Because God is not confined to a system. God is not confined to a tradition.
Yeah.
He is confined to what he told us about himself.
In controversial fashion, we are throwing religion as a standard out the window to see what parts of our religious practices are legitimate and which parts have been conceived to just try to make it easier.
Yeah. And this is not to deconstruct. This is to take what we have constructed and understand whether or not it's been constructed on a proper foundation.
Yeah. Is that pillar actually holding anything up, or is it just kind of in the way of everything?
Yeah.
Sure.
If it's in the way, we're going to knock it down.
Yeah. We're kind of taking the closed accordion and then opening it, being like, oh, that's what that says. That's what that does. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We're reverse engineering.
In a manner of speaking, sure.
Yeah. Very broadly.
Yes.
How many metaphors can we come up with? Do you want me to talk about my lasagna metaphor?
No, okay. No. Yeah, good summary. How are we going to go about understanding scripture so we can understand God?
Well, the sheet says, make deliberate attempts to perform exegesis on the Bible as a whole without presupposition or personal stake.
That is
no
a big
eisegesis.
Word.
No eisegesis.
What are exegesis and eisegesis?
Yeah, tell me what
exegesis is. Reading the text and saying, what does the text say? What am I going to get from the text? Eisegesis is, I like this. Let's see if I can fit this into this little parentheses inside of the book. If not, I'll squeeze it in there. If we have to throw some of the stuff from the book out, we'll do that if we have to.
Yeah. We're not performing liposuction on the Bible. Not today. Not ever.
No lobotomies here. So we're going to let the Bible speak for itself.
Yes.
First and foremost, it's our primary source because we believe that it is. We'll get into the details of this later, but like we believe that it is directly from God.
Yes.
Not in a golden scroll form.
Right.
But in a communicative sense.
The clouds didn't park.
Communication sense, not
community.
And the book
of the Bible didn't come down shining like,
exactly.
You know,
this is
magic.
This isn't Joseph Smith. This is, this is, okay, people have received this revelation in a myriad of possible ways.
Mm-hmm.
And through those many different ways, God has orchestrated the preservation for retelling of his story in creation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can view history and say, yes, this thing happened in earth, but what does that look like from heaven's perspective? And that's what the Bible tells.
There you go.
In short, we are assuming that the Bible is God's word given to us, and so how it's presented is accurate and that it's been preserved in such a way so as we can actually understand what God is communicating to us, even in an English format.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because even translators have been given wisdom to rightly interpret what God was communicating to the peoples in their original languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we will go back to the Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to read the English versions and be like, yes, this is King James only.
Right.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
So I'm sorry for all of you King James purists.
That's right. Jesus. Yes.
Yes. Understanding the original languages is going to be important. Additionally, we're going to be looking at extra-biblical material, things outside of the Bible that were contemporary with some of the scriptural writings or are maybe not necessarily written contemporarily, but written from Jewish perspectives, what is often referred to in more Protestant circles as the intertestamental period. There are a lot of writings that come out of that will be worth consulting to understand kind of the Jewish context in terms of what different Jewish groups were around at the time, what they all thought of, what the Messiah was going to look like, and how Jesus was active in fulfilling things even that were not necessarily directly in Scripture, but that were understood to be messianic at the time through Second Temple materials.
Yeah, a very easy example is First and Second Maccabees, which some believers across the world take to be as a part of Scripture or very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that it is historically significant. It tells about what happened to the Jewish nation in between the Old and New Testaments, but we're not going to take that as absolute truth. We will take it as a relatively truthful document that we can glean some understanding about the Jewish nation.
Yeah, from. As useful, if not necessarily inspired.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not a necessity to take these documents.
Exactly, exactly. And as such, all of our consultation of these materials will be for the sake of better understanding cultural and historical context, but never at the expense of what Scripture itself says, first and foremost. That is, as Josh said, our primary source. Yeah, I think that's a good summary of what all is going on here. Let's get into a little bit more about who we are and why we are doing this in the first place, I guess, where we come from and what led us to this point.
Sure.
And that is that we are not pastors or teachers or scholars. We didn't really touch on this earlier, but part of the purpose of this is that we are just believers having a conversation.
We just want to know more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Josh may have some formal education in some of these topics, but none of us are in an elevated position of,
we're not people proper standing on teachers.
Yeah, or society-wise, we don't have the credentials to teach people,
sure.
or even within the body. We are sure. not. We have not been established by any church to be elders or apostles or
hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, exactly. So we do not want to come off as though we are trying to be scholars and academics and pastors. We simply want to have a conversation and invite people to engage with the conversation with us.
Yeah,
by listening to the podcast and by engaging through the discussion topics and so on and so forth.
And yeah. None of us like, are pastors' kids either.
No.
So we're not coming from I know.
Although Dad was in a position to potentially be a worship pastor at one point, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, he did some worship leading stuff for multiple different churches that he was part of. I don't think he ever held the title of
He was like an interim worship leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of worship leading stuff. So yeah.
Well, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
But even so, Josh and I especially just simply like to really dig into this stuff and try to understand it as well as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the catalyst for what created this. Mm-hmm. He and I were already making content together. And it was like, okay, how can we put this towards something that would be useful for everybody?
Yeah,
instead of just us playing video games.
Yeah, having a gaming channel isn't exactly the easiest way to spread the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. we both care about Scripture. We both care about understanding Scripture. We have differing opinions, but it allows us to have good discussion.
Yeah.
And the whole iron sharpening iron thing, we have never gotten into a heated debate about anything biblically. Any time that we disagree on something, it's simply come down to, here's my understanding of it, here's your understanding of it.
I don't think you guys don't get into, like, yelling matches. You just get very passionate and kind of,
we are
like,
both passionate.
We basically say, no, listen.
The pot starts to boil and you're talking and you're
like,
loud.
Even last night during Brennan's Bible study, I brought something up that didn't quite make sense. And so
I was just trying to understand where you were going with
it.
Yeah,
yeah. And so it wasn't a yelling match. But it was like this, okay, I'm trying to explain, I don't understand. Okay, but I'm trying to explain, but I don't understand. Okay, but...
Yeah, yeah, but it's never been like argumentation.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Which is my point. It's discussion.
Yeah.
And the goal ultimately is to understand each other so that we can better understand Scripture, so that we can better understand God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the heart of what we're doing here.
Yeah, it's not a I follow Peter, I follow Paul debate.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so to summarize, this is a podcast where we are going to discuss the Bible so that we can understand God for who he is on his terms.
Mm-hmm. You can find it on podcast places.
Yes, you can find it on basically any podcatcher in theory.
If we miss one, please tell us in the YouTube comments, and we will
do what we can to rectify that. All of our episodes will be released on Wednesdays, except for this one.
Which is Sunday.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes. All of the highlight videos will go up on YouTube the following day from the episode release. We are going to explore the Bible by performing exegesis. We are going to extract truth from it rather than eisegesis, which would be forcing our own truth into it.
Like making it fit into a mold.
Yeah, exactly.
Putting it in jeans that don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to do that.
We don't have a white Jesus mold.
That's right, exactly. Yes. No, we want to see what the jeans actually are that fit it. We don't want to try to put it into a pair of jeans.
Oh, you're size 6? Great. Yeah. Also, not body shaming if you're not a size 6.
We are not pastors. We are not teachers. We are not scholars. We are just believers like you.
With books.
With books.
And with brains.
With brains, with a passion to understand, and each bringing our own unique perspectives and skill sets and
anointings
to this dynamic for the building up of the body, which includes us and all of you believers listening to what we're putting out. So any last words anyone wants to leave with?
Amen.
Thank you for joining us
and thank you.
Learning and wanting to know more alongside us.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we are going to see you on Wednesday.
Or you'll hear us on Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
We won't see any of you.
No, and you won't see us. You will hear us on Wednesday. Grace and peace.